Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. Bow our heads. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, Lord. Lord, for the desire, Lord, to gather this night. Lord, and we gather in your precious holy name, Lord. Lord, we come to hear where we can grow. Lord, we come to sing songs and praise unto thee. Lord, you have done so much for us, Lord. We're so thankful this night, Lord. Lord, just let us sing from the bottom of our hearts back to you. And Lord, let us sit intently, Lord, later when the word comes forth, Lord, to see what we have for us. Lord, revelation more than anything in this life is what we need. Lord, we hand it all into your hands now and ask that you have your will. In thy precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you like. Amen. Your little capstone book's the little 12-page book or whatever. Page 7. "'Tis a glorious church." Amen. Do you hear them coming, brother, thronging up the steeps of light, clad in glorious shining armors, blood-washed garments pure and white? 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn to page 18, or only believe the big books. Amen. Hallelujah. Onward, Christian soldiers. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the before. Amen.
Onward, Christian soldiers, our King has to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He will lead us all the way through. Amen. Back to our small books. Capstone Life small books there. Page one. I love this little song. I keep coming back.
Amen.
Blessed is the fountain in a barren land that satisfies the thirst of the inner man. No better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. How with joys overflow, no tongue can tell. I thank God for the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Kevin, would you like to come up the offering tonight?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I keep coming back to the well.
Yes.
Grace and mercy.
Reach that finish line, Lord, that
life of Jesus Christ, Lord, be in our lives every second of the day, Father, and you living through us, and that the world would see it. We just thank you for this opportunity tonight, Lord, to come to the house of the Lord. We just pray that you'll bless this offering, Lord, that it be used for the building of thy kingdom, and just bless the remainder of the service and have your way. We just give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Hold the fort, for I am coming.
Yes,
amen. He is. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus, signal still. Oh, let us wait the answer back to heaven by His grace.
Amen.
Oh, let us hold the fort.
Precious Heavenly Father, it is such a sweet privilege, Lord, to be able to talk to you. And Lord, know that you're able to channel in and listen to us through that precious blood that you provided for us. How we're so thankful and so happy in our hearts, Lord, and the joy bells ring in our heart for what you're doing in our life. And Lord, if you were to look down into our hearts, as you always do, only you, Father, know the need of every man and woman and young person that stands here this evening. And Lord Jesus, sometimes we don't know ourselves what we should be asking for. Lord, maybe sometimes we think that we're asking for what we need. But Father, you know everything. You know exactly what we have need of. So we ask, Lord, that you be the one that makes the decision tonight. But Lord Jesus, you make the choice. That Father, whatever the need is, that Lord Jesus, you reach down into our hearts and provide whatever we have need of. Though we realize, Lord, that maybe some of us may have a physical need. But Lord, by grace, we know that you're the great Jehovah Jireh and the great physician. Lord, you can heal these bodies. And by your stripes, we know we are healed. But Father, give us faith to recognize it. The revelation, Lord, burn within our hearts to know that what you've given it belongs to us. And Father, the spiritual need. Lord, I, as my brother asked me, Lord, if we had a need. And I raised my hand. Lord, you know my heart. What I ask for tonight was, Lord Jesus, search every one of our hearts.
Amen.
And Father, anything that we find that we are short on, Lord, anything that we're lacking, understanding of the Word of God, a revelation of it, whatever it may be that causes us to not maybe overcome like we should, or Father, to prepare for this great event that's about to take place, whatever it is, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you'd meet that need in our lives. Oh, God, how we need you, Lord. As each day goes by, it seems we need you more. And, Father, we want to draw closer to you than we ever have in our life. We may have thought in times in life that we were really close to you, but, Lord, we need to grow closer to you yet.
Amen.
And surrender our lives to you, Lord. A consecrated people we must be. We ask, Lord, that you grant it in our lives. Stir that desire in our hearts, Lord, like it's never been stirred before. Now we ask, Lord, that you'd bless the brother as he brings forth the word. If Father, may our hearts be open and may we be hungry to hear the word of God. And Lord Jesus, again, asking you for revelation of it, that as the scripture quotes whatever it is that's being read, the Holy Ghost will meet it, Lord, in our hearts and bring out the reality of it, Lord. We ask that you do that for us now. Bless us now. And Father, one more thing, if you don't mind, I ask for. Lord, I'm asking that you would give Brother Geisinger a special blessing. Lord, you know the need in his life. Lord, I'm sure he would love to be back in the services. But Father, only you know the need there and what it'll take to fix everything the way it needs to be done. We're asking, Lord Jesus, that you bless him specially tonight. May even in his room, Lord, may he feel you move in his room right now and feel your presence. And, oh God, remember that you're still a living God, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and shall be always. We thank you now, Lord. And may each of us as brothers and sisters in Christ uphold him, Lord. Strengthen him, encourage him any way we possibly can. And, Lord, may you meet the need now. In your holy, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how we love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anybody have a song tonight that's burning on their heart? Anybody at all?
Yeah.
Only believe. 247. Amen. Somebody tell me you know that one.
Jesus, use me. Surely there's work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you. Oh, Jesus.
Heart's desire? Amen. For surely there's a work that I can do, even though it's humble, even though it's a mat on the floor. Amen. Whatever it can be for me, him to use me to do his will. Lord, help me, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a sweet little song there. Amen. Let's all stand if you will. Amen. Let's just sing I Love Him as a brother comes.
I love him.
Just my son.
gracious, Lord, we are truly thankful for the opportunity you've given us. Lord, we thank you for your spirit we feel. And we love you and appreciate you for all that you've done for us. Lord, we just come humbly tonight, Lord, to let you have your way and speak to our hearts. Lord, you know more about us than we ever know about ourselves. And we just ask that you'll take these few precious words and, Lord, may it stir our hearts in some way and help us along life's journey. The Lord, we'd be more pleasing to you, Lord, more people with a greater zeal and maybe more on fire and maybe a more burning love in our heart to be exactly what you would have us be. Lord, just let each one of us, Lord, in a special way reach out and get a hold of you. Lord, in a special way we ask. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love him?
Yes.
Amen. He's so precious. Hallelujah. Glory. While you're still standing, if you would, let's just turn our Bibles over to Romans, the 8th chapter. Very, very familiar scripture. Just wanted to take a little thought from it this evening and praying that it'll strengthen, encourage, help someone along the way. Maybe cause us to look at our lives a little closer. You know, it's easy to walk through this life and to get into a pattern and to begin to think we're okay and we've got it whipped when God might have other things for us and a higher and deeper walks to show us. And may we be willing to do whatever it is he has for us. But Romans, the 8th chapter, just read that 11th verse. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. A very, very familiar scripture, one we've heard often. It's been read often, and it's just such a simple, amen. Let me turn this mic. Amen. But we've heard this scripture many, many times, and I was just thinking about it, and Brother Branham used this quite a bit. But did you know, as you go out throughout the land, and if we would go over into Ephesians and read, I think it's the 2nd chapter where he talked about you who were dead in sins and trespasses, has he quickened? And you think about that, and if you was to go throughout this land and throughout many message churches tonight and ask, have you been quickened? Your answer you'd get from a lot of people would be yes. And you, have you got the quickening power? And oh my, the response is great. Everyone does. And oh my, how everyone is just serving the Lord. But you know, as I was thinking about this, my mind went back to some messages Brother Branham preached. And I just want you to listen as I'm just going to read the examples he used of this quickening power. And truly being quickened. And each one of these people we're going to read about, as they were quickened, they became the Word manifested for their day. Amen. All the Word. Not a part of it. But at that time, that was the allotted Word for that age, and it was manifested and vindicated through these people that received Amen. The Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus. Amen. Just, if you stop to think about it, we'll just begin here, and we'll just read some of these examples that he left. And I want you to think about it and to think about ourselves as we go through this. Where do I measure up today? We're standing at a time right before the appearing of the Lord. A time when the church was to come to the full stature of Christ. And our lives should be a full expression of every word. And I wonder, each one of us, as I look at myself too, do I measure up on that measuring stick? Where am I standing tonight? You know, after all that God has done for us and is doing, and all of these examples that's been left before us, where do we measure up? Amen. Listen as we begin here on page 28 in the message, it is the rising of the sun. And he starts to speak about the early church first, and he says it changed them. It quickened them, and it made them different. They were a changed people from then on. And he's talking about when the Spirit came back upon the little believers there and gathered in the upper room. It quickened them from an old life of being a coward to like a lion of the tribe of Judah. They absolutely face martyrdom, nailed to crosses, crucified upside down, burnt, thrown in the lion's den. No more cowards about them. Death had no victory over them at all. The dynamics was in the mechanics, yes, sir, and it quickened their mortal body. Now listen, here's another thing for proof. It so quickened them in such a way till you know that they was lifted up in heavenly places. And their mortal bodies were so quickened till their language changed. And it quickened their language, and what the Bible said, their mortal bodies being quickened, their language was quickened, their thoughts were quickened, their spirits were quickened, their life was quickened. And they were quickened altogether. They tried to talk and couldn't talk in any more human language. They were so quickened up in the presence of God till they spoke in a new tongue and a heavenly language. Who, what a quickening power. And if the spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, oh hallelujah, it'll quicken your mortal body. It'll make you do things you didn't do before. They was full of the quickening power then. And as the word's been coming, and we stand here, each one of us, we need to take it into our lives. Is the example that was left of them was they were cowards. But when that quickening power got a hold of them in their life, there were no more quickening power, no more cowards. But then there was a boldness came into their life. And how each one of us, as we stand in this day, and is if we was to look back over our life, as we see the changes and say we've been quickened, and we see Jesus Christ being made alive and living through us. But you know, as it's been said, it's got to come to a place where we're going to make mistakes. We know that'll happen. But am I a person that's still fussing with my wife all the time? Am I a wife that still won't come under submission? Am I a father that still won't raise my children right? Am I somebody that can't keep the word over here or keep it over there? I don't give unto Caesar. All of these things that's been coming across the platform over the last several weeks. I claim to have this quickening power. And everyone else I can read about here, as I begin to read, and we see this quickening power fall on them. They truly became a living manifestation of every word. Amen. They weren't a coward today, and then tomorrow they was full and bold, and then a coward again the next day. But every day right after that, it was burning in their heart. There was something burning down inside of there. It was evident to all around them that that change had taken place down on the inside. And they didn't have to go around telling everybody. Then people came to Peter and said, "What is this?" And Peter said, "Let me tell you what it is." Just think about that. As they watched Peter and John walk through the city, they come and cast them in their shadow, and people were healed. That was the work for that time. That was God moving, vindicating that he was on the scene, and the word was being manifested in its fullness for that day. But this day, God said he's going to have a people that would be what he said they would be, a bride without spot or wrinkle, without blemish, that would stand there in the full stature of Jesus Christ with a boldness in her heart, proclaiming, letting this life live out through them in such a way that there wouldn't be no question. People would be able to see that you had something they didn't have. And they'll be able to tell, not today you have it, tomorrow you don't. But every day of your life they see that steadiness, that strong-willed God living out through your life, manifesting himself. Think about this as we go here over to, he begins to speak here about some of these examples. Let us now notice quickly the quickening spirit. I'm going to show you some signs so that you'll understand. Look and watch now. This quickening power was my subject after the sun had raised up, and look how it done on them at Pentecost. What did it do to them? What was the quickening power did to them? It quickened them. Now notice, when it did it on Stephen was full of the quickening power. Wasn't that right? He was full of the quickening power, and it didn't make him scared. He said, "You stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Ghost. Like your fathers did, so do you. Which one of you prophets that showed forth the coming of the just one didn't your father stone?" Oh my. Done something to him. Sure, he was full of that quickening power. And they said, "We'll get rid of that guy." And when he died, they stoned him. And in his poor little head, the stones beating against it like that. And he looked up and he said, "I see the heavens open." Quickening power was working. I see the heavens open and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. That quickening power done for Stephen. Think about it now. All how God living out through a flesh mortal man. A man that felt pain, that hurt, that had feelings. He could have got his feelings hurt. He could have sat down and pouted. But God was right there to the last. He wasn't whimpering and crying, but he was praising God. and thanking God and saying, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do as they sunk to the ground and let this old flesh man pass away. But I want you to look at that spirit that was burning in his heart. He didn't care. His whole focus was on the will and the doing the will of God. And oh my, just think of it as we go down here. Notice another fellow that had this quickening power. His name was Philip. So full of the quickening power, he was having a great big meeting down at Samaria. And devils was being cast out. People baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. They was having a real meeting. And as the Spirit spoke to him, oh, the dynamics come down and it said, leave this revival. But what will the ministers say? It don't make any difference what they say, see? He was full of the quickening power. He had the gasoline and the dynamics was falling upon him and said, go out into the desert. When was the last time you felt the Spirit move you to do something for someone to the glory of God? We're supposed to be living in a people that's supposed to be living in an age where God is, the full word has come again. Amen. These things didn't go away and weren't done away with. All of this word is made up into that bride today, and each one of us said here as an individual and a partaker of this life, each one of us can have these works as God needs them to take place back in our life. Amen. But it takes a consecrated, a dedicated life to God's word. And how close are we living, each one of us, that kind of a life? Amen. Or am I too focused in on my job, trying to make sure that I do my job the best I can, trying to maybe fix my car up the best I can fix it up, fix my house up, fix up whatever I'm working on. Just my goal's been, my eyes aren't on the goal. But yet I say I got that quickening power down on the inside, but it shows, it's evident to everyone else that there's a little something lacking down in the inside. Because God said those that he filled, they would truly be quickened. He would be their first love. He would be their all in all. Everything about them, everything they did in life would be to his glory and to his honor. It's just a question to ask ourselves, where are we standing tonight? Is this close? The Lord could appear in the morning. He could even come tonight. Yes. And we know he's coming back. Amen. But are we living like he's coming back? Oh. Amen. Stop to think about it a little bit as we read these examples. I just Amen. Want you to think and let the simpleness of these testimonies that's already been written. Because yes. This day we are supposed to be these written epistles read of Amen. All men. And if time was to go on and scripture would be written, one day it would be your name put into here. And oh my, every word should be our focus, because that's what it was, the full word. Not just gifts, not just speaking in tongues, not just shouting, having a high time, but the full word being duplicated and relived out through our lives. As he says here, he says, go out, and he found a eunuch, baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ, one man who took the message down to Ethiopia, and he obeyed God. In obedience to God, if you have never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, do it and watch the quickening power pick you up then. When Stephen done this great, or he says, but when Philip done this great thing to leave that great revival and obey the commandments of God, when he fulfilled by baptizing this eunuch in obedience to God, he was so full of the quickening power till it caught him away. It'll quicken your mortal body if this spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, it quickened Philip till he wasn't even seen for maybe 150 miles over somewhere else, over in another country. And it quickened his mortal body. How did he do it? He was so full of the quickening power. Amen. God caught up that natural flesh body. Yes. Think about it, and moved him 150 miles. Oh my, what lays within the promises of God Amen. That maybe we're missing. Oh my, how we... When you stop to think about this and where we're standing today and all that God has done and brought and given us and the word that we have. Yes. Oh my, where do we stand? Hallelujah. Where do we measure up? Amen. Hey man, am I just a church goer? Yep, pay my tithes and pay my offering. Church every time. Amen. Oh my word. Hey man, this is what a Christian really is. Amen. Hey man, this is what God was looking for in a people. Full surrender to him. Yes. That his word was made truly alive. Oh, thank you. Amen. Let me see here. Amen. I'll skip. He says, oh, Church of the Living God, we can't stand around here on... Now let me jump on down. He says, let's take another man. There was a man named Enoch, and he had walked with every word of God for about 500 years. And he had a testimony. I have at one time felt his word. He got so full of the quickening power. Oh my, what a testimony. I want you to stop and think about it. This word comes forth. Each one of us should be, as we are overcoming daily. And maybe some of us have been in this message a long time. We've had a lot of overcoming time. Maybe some ain't had as much. But there ought to be some that we're coming to such a state of maturity that our lives is a reflection of this word. The failings are few and far between. We're seeing that maturity come in. And what keeps those failings from happening? Being prayed up in the Spirit with our mind in tune to God's word. Focusing on our goal and why we were sent here, our purpose. Amen. You get away and you begin to let the world creep in. You spend more time with the world than you do with the word or with the church, with the Holy Spirit. And you begin to watch which one you begin to act like more. That's why David said, I keep his word always before my face, that I sin not against him. Oh my, what a measuring stick. Do you see that height? You see these people God was able to use? They reflected him to an image and showed that God was alive and living through a people. Amen. It's not all about miracles for us today, but God's word being lived and manifested and vindicated. The Holy Spirit having freedom to move in this building as when we gather together. Where two or three together, there I'll be in the midst. How the Holy Spirit should have that freedom just to move any way he wants to move. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Condemn a sinner's heart sitting on a bench that they would come to this altar before a service would even start. Feel the presence of God moving throughout. Amen. As you're walking through the field, we're walking down the street, maybe you're walking with somebody and they can tell there's a difference. They can feel that presence with you because he didn't leave you just because you left this building. Amen. He's right there all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. I haven't one time felt his word. He got so full of the quickening power. When the dynamics hit him on them mechanics, he didn't even have to die. He just took up home and just started walking. Like Philip, he got so full, instead of going over to Gaza and going over another place, when they found him up in the upper coast there, instead of that way, he just went and said, oh, I'm an old man anyhow. I just got so much quickening power. I'll just walk right off of the earth. The same quickening power that we have right now, see, it'll quicken your mortal body. It's the quickening powers. Enoch with that perfect testimony. Everything God told me to do, I did it. Everything that I seen, he said for me to do, I done it. Amen. Just think of that. Amen. Where's, can we truly begin to say that with an assurance and an honesty in our hearts before God? Lord, I'm keeping every word that I know to keep. Lord, I'm honoring every word you've spoke to me. Amen. He said, everything I seen him said for me to do, I done it. And he become so full of the dynamics and mechanics until when that quickening power struck him, the mechanics, it just lifted him right up. And he walked out of the earth into heaven. Now notice on Elijah. Look at Elijah, that great prophet man in his day. Excuse me, brother, sister. In the day he had busted them painted face women, them Jezebels and Ahabs, and stood still. Nobody looked like stood with him. And he rebuked and devoured and stood out there. And God had taken care of him and helped him in every place, you know. And that old fella got tired one day and he said, I'm getting old, so I just can't go no further. I guess 90 years old, real old, walking around there. And he was so full of that quickening power till he looked across Jordan. And oh God, I can almost see the other side, can't you? So full of the quickening power until he seen a chariot hooked over there and some horses of fire and a chariot of fire and hooked to some tree over there. And he just walked across the river and went home without even dying. The quickening power sent caused the chariot to come down from heaven and take him up, even picked off his coat and throwed it back to Elisha. That's right. And I want you to think about that. That wasn't just a story. That happened. He saw a chariot of fire and horses. And he walked across that river and got in it and rode home. Hallelujah. Saints, it's going to happen one of these days. It's going to be a reality. There's a people that's going to change in the twinkling of a moment of an eye. And all they're going to lay down is this robe of flesh. Nothing else. Just this robe of flesh is going to lay off. And oh my, the real me is going to take a ride. Hallelujah. Amen, but we've got to be certain. We've got to be now living in a place to where our testimony here is reflecting that. Our life is reflecting that out. Amen. That by God's grace, it's a proven thing. I know I'm in that rapture. I know without a doubt. I don't have to fear. I don't worry. Amen. But by God's word, I can see it bringing an assurance into my life. Amen. Yes, maybe you see a short place and the word shows us and we run to climb to overcome that thing. But that press ought to be in there every day. Lord, take me higher. And don't not to be satisfied with the place that I'm standing today. There's higher heights every day. And to press for on for God. Hey, amen. You know, it's so easy to look around and say, boy, compared to that church, we got it whipped. Look at that group over there. We got so much more than they do. This is an individual affair. It's got to be you and the Word living through you vindicating. It's not this church that's going to catch a ride to glory. It's you as an individual that one of them sleeping saints is going to come to. Amen. But our testimony now has got to be more. This Word should be of true vindication, a living out. It's happening in our lives. We should see the works of the Spirit in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He says, and then that fellow picked up the robe, a type of the church, see? Picked up that robe, and he done twice the miracles, which is the type of Christ in the church. Elijah done 4, and he done 8, see? He was just double the power, because he asked for it. Greater things than this, than that shall you do, see? Because he was so full of the quickening power, everything, till he done all of this, double what Elijah done, more than he did. And notice, he lived a life up to about 80 or 90, and he got old and he died. And they took him out and buried him. And you know that quickening power didn't leave him many, many years after that. When the flesh had all rotted off his bones, he was laying in a tomb and they were packing a dead man one day. And they saw the enemy and they just throwed that man in the top of Elisha's bones. And there was so much quickening power on those bones so that man jumped to life again. Hallelujah. Think about that. That much life of Jesus Christ pulsating, living, his whole being was what? Was a reflection of that Word. I want you to think about it, even as Paul, when Paul was ministering and how they would take a piece of his cloth and take it and put it on the sick people and they would be made well. Oh my, just think of that, that there was, they saw that much of God in that man. Amen. They didn't just see a man, they saw God. They knew it was Jesus Christ living and through them apostles and prophets and those people. Amen. As the brothers and sisters walked out into the arena before lions and tigers and was singing and praising God and gave their lives. That was God in human flesh, veiled. Today, we may not fight those kind of battles. It's spiritual, up on wicked places. But oh my, how it ought to be everything we see the Satan come in like this and he's blocked. The Word overcoming, taking things, situations under control, and our lives being focused to that precious Word. More so, amen. With witnesses like this already, where are we going to stand if we don't hew to every word and give it our all and every effort we have for God? Where are we going to measure up? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see here, he says. And then over here he says, for as Paul said, death, where is your... Let's see. Amen. Yeah, we'll leave that. But amen, when you stop to look at these testimonies we've been left, and all this Word, what it truly means to be quickened, and we see it taking place in our lives, and how it should take place more so every day, that this Word is being made, maybe I've heard this before, but I didn't see it, and it comes across a platform, and my life changes. It's overcome instantly. Quickly, the body was thrown subject to it, and it was right there going. Amen. Listen here, as he says, he used this as a type in the message. Show us the Father. Amen. Just, we've all heard these things, just a little type. This is in Show Us the Father, preached in 63, about paragraph 148. That little orange tree, when you plant it out there, maybe when you get a little set sprig about so big and you plant it, and that's all you have to do to it. Now, you don't have to go and say, now I've got to get some oranges somewhere and go to dumping it into it. The oranges is already in it. The only thing that little tree has to do is you have to keep plenty of water on it. And then the only thing that tree has to do is drink. And it drinks and drinks till it drinks over its amount. And as it drinks, it pushes out limbs. And it drinks more and it pushes out leaves. It drinks more and it pushes out blossoms. Drinks more and it pushes out oranges. Just drink and push. Drink and push. And when you're planted together in Christ, the only thing we have to do is to drink from his promise and push out. Everything you have need of is in you when you receive Christ, because Christ is in you. And just all you have to drink is from that Word, and his life will push out. Yes, I believe him to be the water that comes upon us. He is the life, and I believe he's the inexhaustible fountain of life that we've just planted in him and push out. Amen. And oh my, if you've received that little gene down in there, all you've got to do is lay in the presence of that Son. Let the precious Word keep coming. Lay in it. Be humble. Be open to it and say, Lord, reveal it to me. And as you drink it in, you watch it push the life right back out of you. It will. It's God's motion. Every seed shall bring forth of its kind. You can't hold it. You can't hide it. And by their fruits you'll know them. Saints, every word, every scripture lines right into it. How our lives are going to be that expression of this word made manifest today. That is going to be our testimony of someone that's going to leave this earth in a rapture. It's going to be vindicated. It's going to be known that that was their testimony. Not just, well, they said it was. But it will be proven out through their life that they do have a testimony that they pleased God. Amen. It's going to be real. Hallelujah. Here in the message, he that is in you, page 33, he says, listen, wish we had time to go further. I'd like to ask you a question. I heard a remark the other day about Christ in you. Now, don't let it just rest upon something that you've done. I felt a little shiver. I spoke in tongues. I danced in the spirit. Nothing against that now. That's all right, see? But don't rest upon that. Your life has got to be this, and Brother Branham pats his Bible. This is it. You and this has to become one, see? Then it manifests itself. And what if tonight you could say with all of your heart that the spirit of Shakespeare lived in you? Amen. Let this be more than just a phrase he used. Because if you say that I've been quickened and I've received that immortal life of Jesus Christ, amen, it's the same as saying what he's saying right here. What if tonight you could say with all of your heart that the spirit of Shakespeare lived in you, and that Shakespeare lived, you know what you would do? You'd do the works of Shakespeare, you would. You'd create poems and plays and so forth, because Shakespeare was that type of an artist, a great writer, poem writer. And if Shakespeare lived in you, the works of Shakespeare you would do. Is that right? What if Beethoven lived in you? What if Beethoven lived in you? You know what you'd do? You'd write songs like Beethoven, that great composer. You would write songs like him, because Beethoven would be your life. You would be a Beethoven reincarnated again if Beethoven lived in you. The works of Beethoven you would do because Beethoven lived in you. Is that right? It sounds like he's repeating himself a lot, don't it? But I think he was trying to drive a point home to us. Amen. Amen. But he that is in you is Christ. And if Christ is in you, the works of Christ you will do. If Christ lives in you, he said so, St. John 14:12. He that believeth on me and the works that I do, shall he do also. And if you was in Christ, or if Christ lived in you, then Christ is the Word. Is that right? And the Word comes to his prophets, see? And if Christ lived in you, the works of Christ would be done through you. The life of Christ would be lived through you. The works he did, the life he lived, everything, it would live in you, just like Shakespeare, Beethoven, whoever it was that lived in you. If his life, but if you're still living your own life, then your own works you'll do. Amen. Yes, amen. If I can't stop disrespecting my husband, it's my life that's living, because his life would be different. If I can't rear my children according to the word, that's my life living, not his. All these different things that's been we've been hearing come back across, that we know whose life's living by the testimony our life is presenting out to us. Amen. Amen. It's just that simple. That's right. But we've got to be humble enough to accept whatever we see in our life. If his life, but if you're still living your own life, then your own works you'll do, see. But if you're living the life of Christ, if Christ is in you, then he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. If your doubts and frustrations about God's promises in you, then Christ isn't there. See, you're only worked up. But if the life of Christ is living in you, his word he will recognize, and his promise he'll do. When thou prayest, believe that thou receive what you ask for, and it shall be given you. If you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt it in your heart, but believe what you say will come to pass, you can have what you say. The Father worketh, and I worketh hitherto. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise. And when the Father showed him what to do, he walked out there without a failure of anything and said, let it be, and it was. And that same Christ lives in you. It lives in us. Then his works will do, because Christ is the Word, and the promise of the Word brings healing to you. Do you believe that? Amen. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. As I pray and ask a while ago there in Matthew 24:28-20, see, he said, I will come to you and be in you. I, the person Christ in the form of the Holy Ghost, will come and live in you. Then you won't be yourself no more. I'll be in you. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hebrews 13:8 says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to think about those little few examples we've read about. And this life that we've got to have in this day. And it's come down to a time. Now is the time. It must be on display. Every action, every word, every thought we think, everything we say, Every place we go, it's got to be Jesus Christ living again. And oh my, may we truly yield ourselves unto him and ask him, Lord, take me in your hands, Lord, and let me be what you would have me be. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. But amen, are we being quickened to a point that there's a testimony behind our life that shows the quickening power is laying there? You don't have to go out and raise the dead. You don't have to go out and heal the sick. But that quickening power will be evident in your life. It'll show. When the storms of life are rolling in, it'll show, where's your peace? Yes. It'll show in every action we have. That quickening power will be there demonstrating itself Amen. Through us. Amen. But we're going to have to yield greater to him and let him have more preeminence in our lives. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Pray it'll help someone. Pray it'll encourage you. I know it encouraged me. I was going to bring something else, and right before service, the Lord just laid those two little books on my heart, and I said, Lord, it's what we're going to read. Amen. Amen. But oh my, may we truly measure ourselves and keep that as our measuring tape Amen. Of this goal, that the lives that's been proven out, that they were vindicated, that they had the quickening power. Amen. Amen. I was thinking of that little chorus our sister asked to sing there. I'd like to sing that last verse, if we would, if you'd sing it with me. I think I know it enough to sing it. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the beautiful rose of Sharon. He's all the world to me. But best of all, he is my coming King. Oh, Jesus, use me. Oh, Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, to sing that last one more time. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen. He's the beautiful rose of Sharon. He's all the world to me. But best of all, he is my coming King. Amen. Oh, Jesus, use me. Lord, Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's my will to crumble, though the cost be great, I'll work for you. Amen. Isn't that true? Amen. I like all them verses in that. Dear Lord, I'll be a witness if you will help my weakness. I know that I'm not worthy, Lord, of thee. By eyes of faith, I see thee. Upon the cross of Calvary, dear Lord, I cry, let me thy servant be. Amen. So beautiful. Praise the Lord. You know, I was thinking about, in closing air, what Brother Timothy, all the many examples he was reading and everything. And I was thinking, Lord, may that just burn in every one of our hearts. To see this word living in that great of a reality. Amen. I was thinking about Brother Branham one time. He was talking about, there's a little old lady. She was in her 80s. She come crutching up to him with a pair of crutches. And of course, Brother Branham goes on to explain how old and feeble she looked, and real deep, you know, wrinkles on her face and everything. But she come with crutches, walking up to him, and couldn't hardly even
work the crutches to get up to him. And she was crying and had tears running down her cheeks. And he talked about how the tears were running down in the crevice of her, the cracks in her cheeks and so forth. And talked about how, you know, here, dear old grandmother, you know, wiped the tears off of many little children, probably no doubt, as they was growing up and helped many along the way. And here comes this little lady up to Brother Branham, crying. And said, all of a sudden she got up to Brother Branham and she stopped crying and started smiling at Brother Branham. And Brother Branham said, just all of a sudden, she threw the crutches down and was healed and walked away. Just think about what he read about Peter. Talked about Peter, you know, he'd get in the shadow and walk away healed. And Apostle Paul, laying a cloth on them and they'd be healed. You know, Jesus Christ is still the same today as he was yesterday and shall be forever. But I really honestly believe that besides of, I should say issue, maybe problem, that we have today is what he started out with. It's truly being filled with the Spirit of God. The second issue is, have we ever really grasped the importance of what Apostle Paul was saying? A lot of people pass it off as just, oh, he was just talking about a marriage and being married to somebody. But those famous great words that he spoke, if only the Holy Ghost would let it ring in our hearts every day and every moment of our life, that we would attend upon the Lord without distraction. Without distraction. Do you realize how hard that is every day? Do you realize how many of us can do that? Or how many of us is doing that? Not very many. Amen. If any of us. But yet, it's one of the most powerful quotes in that Bible. To be able to attend upon the Lord without any distractions. None.
Amen.
Oh my. Look at the distractions we have in life every day. Can we do it? Are we able to do it? There's only one way we will. Let's be filled with God's Spirit.
Amen.
That'll be the only way. Amen. So, Jesus, use me. Oh Lord, refuse me.
Amen.
For surely there is a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, it may not be what you think it would be. Maybe just something very humble, something very little.
Amen.
Lord, help my will to crumble. Help me from now on to attend upon the Lord.
Amen.
Without distraction. Lord, help my will to crumble, though the costs be great. Realize how great that cost is to attend upon the Lord without distraction. Wow. I'll work for you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, help us. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Precious Lord, we're so thankful for the words tonight that our brother brought forth. Again, Lord, let every word of it sink deep within our hearts. Oh God, every day that we live, every day we rise out of bed, and we're able to rise and open our eyes and breathe and face the day. I trust, Lord, that every day that happens, there'll be a greater desire in our hearts to serve you. There'll be a greater desire in our hearts, Lord, to attend upon them, upon you, Lord, without any distractions. Lord, all these words are so important. These things our brother read, Lord, these are things that really happen. These things happened back in the days the prophet was here. But again, Lord, as we said last Sunday, Lord, just because he died doesn't mean you died. Lord, you're alive. You're real. Lord Jesus, and we know besides that our brother isn't dead. He's just sleeping. It's another dimension now. And Father, we pray that you'll just help us, Lord, to realize the hour and time we're living in. May the good whole Holy Ghost, as Brother Smith used to call it, get a hold of our hearts.
Amen.
Greater and greater, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, every day we rise from the bed. Help us now, Lord. May these words tonight that our brother brought be an encouragement in our hearts now. Give us direction and guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit. And thank you again, Father, for all that you've done for us and all that you're doing. All that you will do, we appreciate it with all our hearts. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins. Forgive us of our slothfulness. Forgive us, Lord, of anything distracting us from the purpose we've been sent here for. Oh God, again, we realize we need you more than we ever have in our lives. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for your blood that was shed on Calvary. Appreciate it with all our hearts. And now, Father, help us to go forth and be living examples that you are alive. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ, all the sweetest name I know. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, use me. And oh Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble, though the cost be great.